Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson. Welcome to the program. My website is Torah Life Ministries, teaching the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And today we have a message really about the set-apart spirit. How do we know if we're truly led by the set-apart spirit? And it is a very important message, and there are many Christians out there that are living a life based on what they think the Bible is teaching or talking about. But how do we truly know if we're being led by the Spirit of Scripture, the Spirit of our Messiah, the Spirit of Yahweh, our Creator? Well, let's look at the Bible and let's look at some Scripture and see how we truly know. And then what are we going to do when we find out we're not, or if we find out we're not? And remember, folks, the church today uses the word repent as a bad word, but it's not a bad word. Repenting is a good word. It's what we're called to do. It's the first thing we're called to. Repent is to change our ways if they're not matching up with the Bible, with scriptural ways, with the ways of our Creator. So repentance isn't necessarily a bad thing. Let me give you an example, folks. I'm a health teacher, and I talk often about disease. And people hear the word disease, and they think it's a terrible, evil thing. And I am quick to remind them, disease is not necessarily a bad thing. Disease is a wonderful sign by the body to let us know we are doing something that we shouldn't be doing. And if we do the things we should be doing, the disease won't be there. Well, it's the same thing. We have a guideline, we have instructions of our Creator to help us figure out if we're following the ways of Messiah, to help us decide if what we're doing goes along with it. And then we have to repent if we're not. So having to repent, you know, means we're not living the way we should be living. But it's not a bad thing to repent. It's a great thing to repent. It means I realize I'm doing something that's not matching up with the Bible, with the word of my Creator. And I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn. I'm going to change my heart. So my ways will desire to become His ways. And I will study and learn His ways. And that's what we're doing here on this program, folks. We're desiring to learn what His ways are and to figure out, is our life matching up to His ways, or are we doing something different? And then we have to make that decision, what we're going to do about it. It says, and I'm going to give you many scriptures here today, it says in Matthew 7:14, "But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only few will ever find it." Only few will ever find it. Now that gateway to life, the afterlife, the spiritual life, is Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And there's a narrow road that leads to that narrow gate. And that narrow road is the road that only few will choose. And that is the way of our Creator, His guidelines and instructions. And it's not my words, folks. It's what the Bible is saying. Only few will ever find it. Now, to me, I had a problem when I first became a believer. Because it seems to me that many people accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. But here it's saying in the Bible, only few will ever find that gate, that bridge, Yeshua, to get in and be saved. So how could it seem to me or seem to the world like many people are saying they accept Yeshua with their lips? But according to the Bible here, it's saying only few will ever find it. So we have an issue here between many and few. Well, let's look further in Scripture and look at Matthew 22:14. In Matthew 22:14, it says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." For many are called, but few are chosen. So we have many and we have few. Again, there it goes. So many are called, but few are chosen. And here is how we can simplify this and clarify this. What the Scripture really means and should really say is, for many are called, but few choose. For many are called, but few choose. So we all have a choice, folks, how we decide to live our lives and who we decide is going to be our Messiah. Who are we going to live our lives after? And yes, your fruit is known by your actions. So based on who we decide, we're going to determine that, or it's going to be shown in our actions. But many are called, but only few choose. Now, folks, we need to choose. Or few have chosen. We need to make that right choice. And I ask you to think about this today when we think about how do we know if the set-apart spirit is truly leading us or leading you. And I ask this question, and it's basically, if I was going to tell you that there was a person that was committing great crimes and said the set-apart spirit was leading him to do it, what would you say to something like that? You would say, how in the world would this person say the set-apart person was leading this person to do things that the Bible is saying not to do? Romans 8:5 says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Spirit of our wonderful Creator, the set-apart Spirit, think about things that please the Spirit. You understand, when we accept Yeshua as Messiah, and we truly repent and we truly mean it, he takes away our sinful nature, our sinful desires. The set-apart spirit would never, ever allow us or motivate us or lead us to commit these terrible crimes or these things that go against his word. Galatians 5:17 says, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the set-apart spirit wants. And the spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These are two forces that are consistently fighting with each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. See, it says in the scriptures, there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. It's not our ways. When you accept Yeshua as Messiah, something is supposed to happen. You are to no longer love the things you loved before that happened. Your ways now have to become his ways. You love what he loves and you hate what he hates. You're to hate sin, hate the things that he says not to do. So that leads us to the question that many people ponder. So can the set-apart spirits lead us to enjoy sin? Or to lead us to a life of practice in sin? And the answer is found is, first of all, what is sin? Because most people don't know that. And the church is certainly not teaching what sin is. But the Bible clearly says what sin is. If we go to 1 John 3:4 in the scriptures, 1 John 3:4 says, everyone practicing sin also practices lawlessness. And sin is the breaking of Torah, or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. This is why I call my ministry a Torah Life Ministries, because Torah is not basically a Jewish thing, folks. It's a believer's thing. If you are a believer in Yeshua, you should be led by the set-apart spirit to desire to live according to his guidelines and instructions, to not lean on your own understanding, to deny your will, but your will become his will. And then you decide, I want to follow what he says to do, his Torah. So if you're not doing that, that's what sin is according to our Creator. As it says, everyone practicing also practices lawlessness. Sin is the breaking of Torah. We look at Galatians. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, let the set-apart spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. You see, folks, our fleshly desires want to continue to live the way we lived before we knew him. But when we have the set-apart spirit upon us, that changes. And we no longer desire to do those things. Now, some people will tell me, well, Paul, I don't need to read his word. This is what a lot of Christians tell me. I don't need to read his word. His spirit guides me. His spirit teaches me. And I'll tell you this. You need to confirm that, because if his spirit that you think is his spirit is teaching you to live against what the Bible says, folks, you are being seriously deceived, and there's many spirits out there. So you need to use scripture to confirm what you're being told by the spirit, that that's the right spirit speaking to you. You need to understand this. A person who truly received the set-apart spirit will only be led to do righteous works. Righteous, living right, living the right way according to our Creator's words. You won't be led to do things that are sin or sinful. And we need to confirm that in the Word. So that is an important part and the reason why we need to continue to study Scripture, or at least one of the reasons why we need to study Scripture. Now, here's the thing that Christians need to remember and need to understand. Somebody can truly, with their heart, accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and desire to have a set-apart life, but still not yet receive the set-apart spirit. Just because you accept Yeshua doesn't mean your life is automatically going to be directed by the set-apart spirit. There's examples of this in Scripture, but there's even examples of this in life. There are many who actually call Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as Messiah, but only few who are actually following his ways. There are many that actually call Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as Messiah, as a Savior, but only few who actually have the set-apart spirit leading them to desire a life that does not practice sin, that practices holiness, that practices righteousness. And so when we go back and we look at what we discussed at the beginning of this program about only few will find that narrow road that leads to that narrow gate, even though there are many out there that seem to accept Yeshua. Only few will actually have his set-apart spirit amongst them. And how do we know? How do we judge? It says a person is known by their fruit. If a person is consistently living in sin, which is against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, especially on top of that, enjoying living in their sin, justifying it, while the Word is telling them something different, they are not and cannot be led by the set-apart spirit, folks. When we look at the practices that are being done in the world today, when we look at the practices that are being done in the church today, and when we compare that up to Scripture, we have an issue, because the church, for the most part, is not teaching what the Bible is saying to do. So now you have a whole bunch of people going to a church, listening to a person teaching in the church that is not led by the set-apart spirit, and teaching people to live against the words of our Creator. And that is a sad point, is because that's where most churches fit in today. Now, if you're a Christian, listen to this, or just a so-called believer of any faith listening to this, and your life is not matching up to the Bible, you need to question that. And I'm not here, just like it says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. Now you might think, well, I can't be talking about you because you're not a wicked person according to this world's ways. Or according to this world, you'll say, well, you're just a nice person. Well, nice according to this world ways is not nice according to our Creator if it goes against his guidelines and instructions. Most people don't even know his commandments, let alone following them, and that includes Christians as well, because we're not reading our scriptures. We're letting some man in some building, not led by the set-apart spirit, teach us, and we're listening to that man while we're listening to our Creator and his son Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And then we wonder why it says only few, not many, but only few will ever find the true narrow gate and get in. Folks, we have this opportunity. It's not too late, but we need to change our ways. You know, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And that's what so many people continue to do. They continue to live against the guidelines and structure of our Creator and expect a different result. John 3:6 says, humans can reproduce only human life, but the set-apart spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So we need to think about that, and we need to desire a spiritual life, folks. We need to desire a spiritual life for ourselves, for our loved ones, and everyone else. But we can confirm if we have that by our actions. There is a difference, folks, between knowing him and knowing of him. And that is the key right there. Knowing him or knowing of him. 1 John 2:3 says, and by this we know that we have known him, if we keep his commandments. That's the Bible. That's the word, folks. 1 John 2:3, read it for yourself. And then go to the next one. 1 John 2:4 says, the one saying, I have known him and not keeping his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in that one. This is Scripture, folks. And we're going to look more into this, but we need to see when we hear the church saying, oh, we no longer have to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And you might say, well, my church doesn't tell me that, but your church tells you you no longer need to follow the commandments of our Creator. He says they're changed or done away with, but they're not. And only somebody that's not being led by the set-apart spirit would even say something like that. The question comes down to is, do you love his ways or do you love the ways of this world? That's the question you need to ask yourself, folks. Do you love to practice sin? Do you love to sin and live according to the world's ways? Well, practice makes perfect. And, you know, we all sin, we all mess up, but how do we feel? Do we repent and do we feel terrible about it? Or do we just make an excuse for our sin and keep doing it? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Revelations 22:12 says, "Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to people according to their deeds." Revelations 22:13 says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." And we could just, folks, go right back to Genesis 1:1 and see the same thing right there. And then 22:14 says, "Blessed are the ones doing his commandments. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life." See, the Bible is a book of blessings versus curses, good versus evil, and life versus death. And here it's saying, who will be blessed? Blessed is ones following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And you have to be led by the set-apart spirit to desire to live according to these guidelines and instructions of our Creator. If you're doing that and you're not led by the set-apart spirit, you're not going to be blessed the way the Bible here talks about being blessed. Blessed are the ones doing his commandments. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. Because the biggest part of being part of that set-apart spirit starts with, number one, repenting, number two, accepting Yeshua as Messiah, and then number three, putting it to work. See, these are the three things. Repent, changing our ways, our desires, no longer desiring an unrighteous life, and now living a righteous life. Accepting Yeshua as the only way, not some way, the only way. And then finally, living it out. How is your life going to actually take place? Because we could repent, we could say words with our lips, but if we're not living it out, guess what, folks? We're not led by the set-apart spirit. So we have this great opportunity, this great choice, and the reason why I have this program, folks, and the reason why I want to get on here and let people know this stuff, and you could listen on my weekly radio show in South Florida on a radio station if you're listening to that or over the internet, is most people don't know what sin is. Most people falsely think they're led by the set-apart spirit, but they're led by a spirit, but it's not the set-apart spirit, and it leads them into big trouble. And then, you know, most people are just deceived, and they think that that's okay, and they think they're doing fine, but their life isn't measuring up to what the Bible tells them. And I care for you and love you so much as your brother in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, to let you know these things while there's still time here. Why there's still time. Somebody told me, so I have to tell you. Yeshua died for us so we could have life, a new life, and not lean on our own understanding, but lean on his understanding, as it says in the scriptures. You know, let his ways direct our path so we can know what the good and perfect will is of our Creator. Revelations 22:15 says, "Outside the city are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexual immoral, the murderers, the idol worshippers." So you might think, well, you're a believer in Yeshua, and that's not you. You're not a sorcerer, a sexually immoral, a murderer, idol worshipper. But then look what it says at the end part of that. It says, "The idol worshippers and all who love to live a lie." Now we are in trouble here. Revelations 22:15 again. "Outside the city are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexual immoral, the murderers, the idol worshippers, and all who love to live a lie." And when we think about what sin is, and when we proclaim Yeshua as Messiah, and we say and confess that we are led by his set-apart spirit, but we continue to live in sin and enjoy it, as it says here in the scriptures, outside the city, outside, the ones that will not get in, because it says in Revelations 22:14, "Blessed are the ones doing his commandments. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat from the fruit of the tree of the life." But those that love to live a lie, or love to live in sin, or love to practice sin, and you might say, well, that's not you, you don't love sin. But then when you realize what sin is, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and you look at his commandments and you realize, hey, I'm living against these guidelines and instructions, and I'm going to continue to live against them, and I'm going to continue to love my life. Well, now it's saying here, you will live outside the city because you are living a lie. It's a tough message to hear, and not all Christians are going to want to hear this message. But there comes a time when you have to understand what it means when it says in the scriptures, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There comes a time where you'll have to make a call and do something about that. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Listen, folks, I know many people that are good people according to this world. I know many people that are so-called believers in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. For many, many, many years, they've been studying the Bible. For many, many years, they've been doing a sum of the good works according to the scripture. And in no way am I suggesting we are saved by our works. In no way am I suggesting that is by keeping the commandments we have salvation. We have salvation only through the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, who died for us so we could have life, who set us free from death row, something we never deserved. Yahweh gave us Yeshua to die for us and set us free. Hallelujah. We're not saved by works. We don't do and attempt to keep the commandments to be saved. I want you to get that clear. But we should desire to do and keep the commandments not to be saved, but because we are saved, because he did die for us, because he told us that's how to go and live, because he's gave us another chance to get it right, because he's taught us what righteousness is. He's taught us what sinful living is about, and he's taught us to make the right choice. He's given us this information, but it says over and over again in the scriptures, I sent my prophets over and over and over again to tell you these things, but they did not listen to me. They rejected the message. And he says, even in the future, don't waste your time to tell them because they were rejected as well. Well, I want to have faith that somebody's listening to this right now. Somebody's going to hear it. And somebody's going to say, I repent. And I know it's happening because on this radio program, I get people contacting me and people telling me that. They said, I didn't know this stuff because my church never taught me these things. But now I'm hearing what you're teaching. I'm matching them up to scripture. It makes sense. It makes scriptural sense. It's not about what you're saying. It's about what the Bible says. I believe the Bible is the word about wonderful creator. I believe he gave me Yeshua, the one who died for me, so I could have life. And I want to live a righteous lifestyle. I want to know that I am led by the set apart spirit and not led by spirits other than the set apart spirit. And then they go and they look and they study their words and they study their scriptures and they look at the Ten Commandments. They look at all the commandments and they start living their lives according to the commandments. And then the church starts telling them what they're doing is legalism or it's wrong or it's bad or it's evil. Well, don't listen to people that are not led by the set apart spirit, folks. Don't listen to people at all. Listen to the spirit of a wonderful creator who's given us Yeshua to die for us. How many people do you know that would die for you? Well, I know somebody who did, Yeshua. Not so we would continue to live our sinful life, but we repent. We repent, repent, repent. As it says in the scriptures, if you repent, if you repent, if you repent, turn your ways, then we can have salvation in Yeshua. Then we can be led by the set apart spirit. But the thing is, we have this choice. And what are you going to choose, folks? And it's not too late yet, but time is running out. I don't claim to know when the end is here, but I do claim to say each day we're a day closer to whatever it is to come to. And we don't know when our own end is here. Maybe today would be our own personal end. How did we decide to live our lives? Not what did we confess with our lips. Not what did we lie about saying who we were led by and what spirit we were led by. But how did we live our life? Did we truly live our life according to the words, instructions, desires, and will of our Creator, Yahweh, that's found in the Bible? You read your Bible, folks. You study your Bible, and you ask yourself that question. And when you get down and you pray on your knees in a dark, quiet place, you ask him to show you. You ask him to teach you. And you ask him to change your heart. Hallelujah, folks. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful Creator. I'm on the radio program here each week, Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. Saturday is the Sabbath. In South Florida, we have a local fellowship at 3 p.m. every Sabbath Saturday in Lake Worth, Florida. You can come and join us. We welcome you. And we do street evangelism in West Palm Beach as well. And you can go to the website, Torah Life Ministries, www.thepeacefulmind.org, and you could see over 1,000 videos talking about these things and letting people know the way, the truth, and the life. And that is Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah who taught us what it is to be led by the set-apart Spirit and how to live. Well, we'd be willing to give up our lives for Him with joy and passion. And we start to look, folks, if you're not willing to live the way He says to live, you're not willing to give up your life for Him. I know many of you listening right now will question, what is the set-apart Spirit? Well, you refer to that as the Holy Spirit. And I say the set-apart Spirit, our Creator is one. The Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son. It's one. It's not three separate entities. It's all one. And if you want to be part of the set-apart Spirit or have that Spirit leading you, you have to believe in Yahshua and you have to believe in Yahweh. And they are one. They are not separate. So when I refer to the set-apart Spirit, I am talking about the what people refer to as the Holy Spirit. So go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Check that out. And if you'd like to contact me, my contact information is at the end of this program. You can also go on under any of the videos on my website, contact me there. I'll even give you my phone number, 561-283-1707. Yes, that's right. I gave you my phone number because I want to help people see this truth that so many people are being deceived from. And if I could just lead people to the scriptures and they would be willing to read it, prayerfully, that answer won't just be few, or you could at least be one of those few. Hallelujah. So thank you very much for listening today. Praise a wonderful Creator. And this is Paul Neeson with TorahLifeMinistries.org signing out, and we'll see you again next week. Have a great weekend. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My very plan is to trust in you. I trust in you. All my hope is found in you, I found in you. There is no fear, there is no doubt. The one who walked on water holds my hands. You who began this good work in me, you are able. Only you can. You perfect it all. You perfect it all. All I have to do is fix my eyes on you. Trust in you, I trust in you. All my hope is found in you, I found in you. There is no fear, there is no doubt. The one who walked on water holds my. This good work in me, you were able.